Election College, episode 216. Hannah Van Buren and Angelica Singleton Van Buren.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Hey, Ben, my cousin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jason, my cousin. How you doing?
Just great, except when I read about people marrying their first cousins and first cousins once removed. It's a little strange, but
it is a little bit strange.
We'll keep a straight face and not act like we're junior high. We'll try to, at least.
That'll be a very large accomplishment for the two of us.
Yeah, it just seems like everybody's related back in this era. But Hannah Van Buren was the wife of our buddy Marty, Martin Van Buren. Now, she was raised in the same Dutch area of New York State, which is now called Kinderhook. And she was raised there learning Dutch, just like Marty. And they'd speak Dutch to each other, and he thought his first cousin, once removed, was kind of attractive, and they got married. And they had several children, and four children, to be exact. And after 12 years of being married, she got tuberculosis and died. She was only 35 years old.
Wow. Yeah, that's really young and obviously really sad. And tuberculosis is, we don't think about tuberculosis much anymore. There aren't a whole lot of cases of tuberculosis nowadays, very few and far between. But apparently it took a lot of lives during this period of time, and especially lives of people who were married to presidents.
Yeah. So 17 years after Hannah dies, Marty wins election as president of the United States. Now, keep in mind, he was very devoted to his wife. Even so, in her death, she was buried in Albany, and he eventually moved her remains to the Kinderhook estate that they that he actually purchased after she passed away. And he continues to ascend up in the Democratic Party. And we talk about that quite a bit in his biography, the episode that we did, a couple months ago, right? So it's 17 years later, and Marty is now president.
Yeah, and Marty never remarried during this time. He stayed single and just was never really mentioned Hannah at all. He wrote an 800-page autobiography, and he never mentions Hannah one single time. It's entirely possible that a lot of people are going to say, well, that's kind of jerkish. That's really insensitive, or must not have cared about her very much. But it seems that the opposite was true. It was actually way too painful for him to think or talk about her simply because he cared about her so much. And he actually was known to carry a locket of her hair around. So, yeah, he's distraught, not insensitive, or maybe both, but not insensitive about Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at his hair, he probably needed a wife.
He definitely needed a wife, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sarah Angelica Singleton, she is born in South Carolina, and she was educated at the Columbia Female Academy in South Carolina, and she went to Philadelphia to go to a French school. And in 1838, she visited Washington, D.C. with her sister. And while there, she had known Dolly Madison, and Dolly Madison decides that she's going to play matchmaker. And she introduces Angelica and her sister to President Van Buren's sons, who are both single. And 8 months later, Angelica gets married to Abraham Van Buren. And, well, let's just say that there might have been a little political maneuvering in this, because it helped President Van Buren get a little closer to the South, as you may know that's pretty important to have ties to both the North and the South. So hopefully that wasn't the only reason, but it certainly was definitely a factor.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of cousins, Dolly Madison was Angelica's mom's cousin.
Right.
Crazy. All these mm-hmm. cousins. Anyway, so in the spring of 1839, Abraham, Angelica, they go and take a trip to England, and they're going all over Europe. And when they come back to Washington, she's like, hey, I am going to add some style to the White House. So she starts standing on a dais in the Blue Room to greet guests in the beginning of White House functions. And, you know, the French contingent, whenever the ambassador would come to the White House, they were like, hey, this is pretty cool. And all the Americans were like, this is horrible. So they removed the dais and kind of did things the American way, right?
They forgot all about it.
So the couple had a daughter who tragically died a few months after being born. And after they left the White House, they had four sons to continue the Van Buren legacy.
Yeah, so Marty gets beat in 1840, and Angelica and her husband live at the Van Buren home, Lindenwald. And that's, of course, in Kinderhook, which I just think Kinderhook is like such a memorable name. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. She ends up moving to New York City in 1848, and she lived there until she died.
Kind of crazy to think that all of this was happening as a precursor to the Civil War.
Yeah.
You know, you did have these marriages that seemed somewhat strategic and so on. But something that strikes me is Dolly Madison. Like, she's around and she's hooking people up.
Playing matchmaker, I guess.
Can't imagine. Hey.
She probably got bored whenever she was working in the pastries and stuff like that. She was like, oh, I guess I need to do something different for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. I think they made all of the pastries by the time the 1830s rolled around, and they stopped production, and they are still selling them to this day.
That's possible. Amazing. It's entirely possible.
Hey, you know what else would be amazing? What would be a match made, I was going to say in heaven, but not really, probably in iTunes, would be to be hooked up with your 5-star rating. So how did you like that segue?
That was pretty good.
We'd love it if you would leave us a rating and review and tell us. Tell us what you're thinking.
Another way you can tell us what you're thinking after you leave us a review is to head on over to Twitter, where we like to have great engagements from people who listen to the show. It's an awesome place to have a short little conversation. You can also send us a message on Facebook or leave a comment on a post we make or, you know, like a picture we do on Instagram. But it's great to be able to have a little bit of conversation. So you can look us up at Election College on all of those platforms, and we really do enjoy those interactions.
Yeah, so we'll see you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.